Hello, I'm Robert Kranf. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to take a look at the science of microwaves. And to do that, we need two glasses. We're going to take one glass and fill it partially with water. And then we'll take the other glass and fill it partially with cooking oil. Then we're going to put both inside the microwave. Inside the microwave, interesting things are happening. We're producing microwave radiation. Now, it's not radioactive. The food's not going to glow. Instead, we're talking about electromagnetic radiation, like radio waves and light waves. We're producing microwaves. And the microwaves are bouncing back and forth inside the oven. As they do that, very interesting things are happening. Even after just a few seconds, we find the water is quite warm, where the cooking oil is still the same temperature it was when we put it in. The difference is that the water is a polar molecule. One end is positive, the other end is negative. And because it's polar, as the microwaves pass, they cause that molecule to flip back and forth, back and forth. Imagine a cork bobbing on the surface of the water as waves pass. Well, that molecule is wiggling back and forth as the microwaves pass. That vibration produces heat. So we're changing the microwave energy into the heat for the water. The cooking oil is not polar. It doesn't have a positive or a negative end, so it doesn't vibrate as the microwaves pass. It doesn't get hot. So the next time you're wondering why some things cook better in the oven than others, now you know. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.